Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Knyer, Community Health Manager from Way Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for joining us this morning. So on today's show, I do have a returning guest. I have Judy Eisenhower. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, Carol. Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad that you are on the show. For those of you that may not know, Judy is our Director of Post-Acute Care Services for Way Memorial Hospital.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
So you know, when we say that, like many people don't understand what post-acute care is. So just briefly, like what departments do you cover?
So I am in charge of the nursing home, Wayne Woodlands Manor. I oversee Wayne Memorial Hospice and the inpatient rehabilitation hospital.
Right, right. So you have a lot
yes.
under your umbrella, don't yes. you? And you do an awesome job. So
thank you.
Thank you so much for
thank
that.
Thank you. I love it.
So really on today's show, we're covering something in regards to insurance, Medicare and Medicare coverage, because I think it's an important time to bring up this topic for many people because open enrollment is starting, correct?
Yes, yes.
So, but I think, I'm not quite there at that age yet, but you think about it after you get to a certain age that it can be so confusing, really confusing to us. So, you know, I'm glad you're on the show today to kind of, you know, maybe clarify some of the information on Medicare, because there are like been traditional Medicare, managed plan cares for Medicare, correct?
Yes, there is.
So why don't you start and tell us a little bit about that?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So Medicare was created in 1965. And so for many years, Americans that turned 65 would apply for their Medicare coverage. And it was not at all a complicated process. The patient would go to the hospital or doctor's office, present their card, and the bill was taken care of. Today's enrollees have a lot of big decisions to make. Today we have traditional Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans. A patient is really unable to predict what kind of care they're going to need as they age. And that's what makes it much more complicated. So let me go over the different types of Medicare first.
Mm-hmm,
so
sure.
We have Medicare A, which is the inpatient hospital stay, skilled nursing, and hospice care. Then we have Medicare B, which includes outpatient care, your durable medical equipment such as a walker or a wheelchair or a cane. And then we have preventive services such as your yearly mammogram, gynecological exams, you know, prostate exams. And then I'm going to jump to Medicare D, which is our drug coverage, which was passed by Congress in 2003. And now we have also Medicare C, which is the Medicare Advantage plans. And these include Medicare A, the inpatient hospital, Medicare B, the outpatient care, and Medicare D, which is the drug coverage. And then we have something called Medigap, which is the supplemental insurance that the traditional Medicare enrollees purchase to pay for the 20% that the traditional Medicare costs do not cover.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that, they can also purchase a drug program as well. So traditional Medicare, the biggest asset of traditional Medicare is you can choose any provider that or specialist that you want to go to. And that is across the country without a referral. And it is a simple fee-for-service process. So Medicare covers 80%, and then the remaining 20% would be covered by your Medigap or your supplemental insurance.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you a question, Judy, about mm-hmm. that? So again, you know, if someone is, you know, turning, you know, of the age of 65, they can pick that traditional Medicare. But again, the open enrollment allows them, if they had, which we'll talk about in a couple of minutes, that Advantage plan under Medicare, to switch to this traditional, because it sounds like traditional, you mentioned it before, that they really have a lot more choices with their physicians and where they can go if they travel and stuff like that, correct?
That's right, yes,
mm-hmm.
yes. Whereas Medicare Advantage plan, you have physicians and providers that are within a certain network. And those network providers are very regionalized. So if, for example, if you lived in the Wilkes-Barre area and you have Geisinger, Wyoming Valley, a very urbanized area, you know, a Medicare Advantage plan may be very advantageous to you. You have a high volume of specialists, you have a lot of community resources available to you, as opposed to a rural setting where you may have to travel to get to specialty services. So the, you know, Medicare Advantage plans are, you know, I want to just back up a minute, because the Medicare plans are managed by the federal government, the traditional Medicare.
Right.
The Medicare Advantage plans are very similar to plans that you and I have with our employers.
Okay.
Okay, they're like the HMOs or the PPOs. It's like a one-stop shop, a bundling type of insurance. They are operated privately and they're for profit. So the government has set aside money to provide health care for the enrollee. And the goal is to manage the costs and the patient. Okay, so in theory, the patient should be able to receive the health care services that they need. And the managed care company will still have money left over to make a profit. Okay. So by if I choose as a managed care enrollee to go out of network, I will have a much higher copay.
Right.
And my care may not be covered at all, such as an inpatient rehabilitation hospital. So let me give you an example of that. If I had a stroke, for example, the hospital would have to get prior authorization for me to go to an inpatient rehab hospital, which would may delay my service time, because prior authorization can take up to 72 hours to acquire. So that means the patient may stay in the hospital for a longer length of stay and may have difficulty getting into that rehab hospital, and sometimes may be denied, or may go to a lower level of care, which may not be the best result or outcome for that patient.
And so, but that, what you're just talking about with that difficulty getting that inpatient rehab that may be really needed for that person, that comes under that Medicare Advantage plans, right?
Yes.
Not the traditional Medicare.
Right. The traditional Medicare, if we have that same patient that had a stroke, they would make a referral to the inpatient rehab hospital and we would bring the patient over.
Right.
There would be no delay in service. No prior authorization is required. And we know statistically that inpatient rehab hospitals are the best place for stroke recovery and long-term outcomes. But what happens when you have to get prior authorization, such as in these managed care plans, it can result in a delay of care. You can also get denial of diagnostic services because you have to get, you know, prior authorization. We have to validate or prove the need of medical necessity for these patients, which can be very time consuming. And like I said, it can take up to 72 hours. Sometimes we have to do a peer-to-peer evaluation where the doctor who is the attending physician has to call a physician from the managed care company and say, you know, I have Judy Eisenhower who's had a stroke, and, you know, that peer-to-peer doctor, he's the final say. The doctor's going to say, no, she's not coming to the inpatient rehab hospital.
Which makes that very difficult. Well, what I'm hearing is making it very difficult, because maybe, you know, that physician that's working for that managed care company does not have that one-on-one, does not know what that patient really needs. They see what's on paper, but they really, you know, that patient could really benefit for something like an inpatient rehab unit.
That's right. So when we are looking at accepting a patient, no matter what post-acute care service we're looking at, we're looking at not just what they look at on physical therapy, occupational therapy. We're looking at their pre-morbid status. We're looking at the role of the caregiver in discharge planning. We're looking at the whole patient holistically, the family, the geographic location, we're looking at every aspect of that person to determine where is the best location for that patient to go to have the best outcome and to reduce readmission to the hospital setting, which is what we want to do. We want right. that best outcome for the patient.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, so if you develop a health condition that requires, say, intensive therapy or surgical intervention that may be done at a outside or geographical location, say University of Pennsylvania or, you know,
New York City,
Columbia, right. you're going to be potentially out of network, which is going to cause a problem for the Medicare Advantage enrollee. Mm-hmm. Same as if you were a snowbird. You know, if you travel to Florida for 6 months in the winter and that provider who you may see for your blood pressure medicine down in Florida is not going to be in network.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have an emergency, of course, you're going to be covered under right. your Medicare Advantage plan. But, mm-hmm. you know, if you're spending an extensive time traveling or, like I said, in Florida for 6 or 8 months out of the year, you are going to have a problem.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm hearing is there's two, if someone has Medicare mm-hmm. right now, this is the time if they want to switch. What we're saying now is traditional seems to be a little bit more flexible, a lot more flexible in some cases, especially in our area. We're in a rural area where sometimes it may be limited in some specialties. I mean, I know we do a great job here at Wayne Memorial Hospital. We have our cardiologists, we have our pulmonologists, our nephrologists. I know I'm missing a couple neurologists. So
right, yes, GI.
GI, that's right. We yes. keep growing. We do keep right. growing. But sometimes, you know, we always look to improve our services here. But now is the time if someone wants that kind of umbrella of protection, would be a great time to switch over, correct?
Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm not disbanding the Medicare Advantage because it may be appropriate for some enrollees. But, you know, again, I wanted to highlight the differences between mm-hmm. the two because it is very confusing for the average
yes.
consumer to understand mm-hmm. the paperwork, what is entailed, and sometimes you're under the gun for making those choices and you don't have a healthcare provider in your family to help you mm-hmm. to make those choices. Mm-hmm. It you really, you know, I feel bad for patients that, you know, sometimes they need that advocate to help them. And you know, as nurses, we always are advocating for our neighbors and our family and
right,
our patients.
Right.
And, mm-hmm. You know, I wanted to take that opportunity to just educate people on what it is that we do
right,
and
right.
how insurance works.
And I know we have our outreach and enrollment with our Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers that can help patients in our community and our aging offices. I know mm-hmm. many, you know, Wayne County Aging, you know, it's very busy during this time of the
yes.
year with everyone maybe trying to make those decisions. Is there a place that someone can go to get more information? I know I talked about like our outreach and enrollment. I'm sure Medicare website has a lot of this
yes.
information on there too as well, right?
Yes, and there was a terrific publication this month. If you get the AARP bulletin on the future of Medicare, it was a tremendous resource for me in preparing for our show today. And I really, really feel like this is a good resource mm-hmm. for individuals. But certainly use when you go to the doctor or, you know, certainly reach out to your aging office or even somebody in your physician office might be able to guide
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it, like I said, it can be confusing if you just don't understand the terminology.
Right, right.
But don't be afraid to ask.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, if anyone had questions on Wayne Memorial inpatient rehab, can they give our unit a call?
Oh, yes, yes. We are always available to answer any questions about, you know, inpatient rehab is my first love.
Yes.
I am a certified rehab nurse, which, you know, the post-acute care is truly something that I strongly feel about, because you know, people don't want to be in the hospital. We want to see people return to the community setting with the best outcome at their highest level of independence. And so if you have a neurological type of injury or a major trauma from a motor vehicle accident or a fall, you know, this is type of setting is truly the best recovery setting for the intensive rehab therapy of occupational therapy, physical therapy, and speech therapy, plus 24-hour nursing and physician coverage.
Right. Well, Judy, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. I really did learn a lot between Medicare. It is confusing, but hopefully, you know, we get the word out and just educate our community. That's what we want to do.
Thank you. You're welcome. It was my pleasure. Thank you so much.
And again, this is Carol Knier, Community Health Manager from Way Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for joining us and have a great day.